2184. Board may review, discuss, take action on motion for rehearing or review of board order. All right, we're ready to go here. This is the date, time, and place for the board to consider Dr. Roland Lynn's request for rehearing following the informal interview that was held in this matter on September 15, 2021. Dr. Lynn and her attorney David Stoll, please identify themselves for the record.
David Stoll, appearing as legal counsel for Dr. Lynn.
Thank you. The board's legal advisor on this matter is Assistant Attorney General Mark Harris. Under AAC R311-904C, the board may grant a rehearing of the case in part or in whole or review the decision if Dr. Lynn establishes a one or more grounds listed in the, rule materially affected or rights to the administrative, during the administrative proceeding. If the board grants a request for a rehearing, it will conduct the rehearing at a later date. The board on its own initiative may grant review of its decision. If it does so, it may conduct the review at this meeting or schedule further proceedings. If the board denies a request for rehearing, she will receive a written order setting forth her legal remedies. The board has reviewed Dr. Lynn's motion for rehearing. Dr. Lynn and/or her attorney will have 5 minutes to address the board on this matter. This is the time for the legal argument related to the grounds for rehearing or review, and neither Dr. Lynn nor her attorney should use this time to present new evidence or testimony to the board regarding the merits of the case. If they claim there's newly discovered material evidence, they are asked to identify each piece of evidence and why it could not have been presented at the informal interview. Once Dr. Lynn and her attorney have finished making their arguments, the board members will have the opportunity to ask Dr. Lynn's attorney questions. We will now proceed to oral argument and hear from Mr. Stoll.
Thank you, members of the board. I'll keep this brief. I just want to summarize our motion, which is pretty straightforward. Factually, the complainant's dog presented to Dr. Lynn approximately a year ago, January 21st, 2021, for pain management of an unknown origin. Dr. Lynn performed a spinal examination that was negative for pain. She performed that spinal examination because of a history that was presented by the owner that included IVDD, which is intervertebral disc disease. When the spinal examination was negative for pain, Dr. Lynn then considered other options and performed an abdominal examination of the dog, which upon examination, the abdomen was tight and appeared to Dr. Lynn to be the source of the dog's pain. Based upon the results of these examinations and the physical examination, and observing the dog walking in the practice, Dr. Lynn prescribed appropriate medications for the treatment of the dog's abdominal pain. During the informal interview, all this evidence was presented. However, the board reached a single conclusion of law that respondent violated ARS Section 3222-3212 as it relates to R311-5011 for an alleged, and I quote, "failure to use current professional and scientific knowledge with respect to detecting IVDD as an option for the dog's symptoms." Legally, for the board to find that respondent violated this statute and regulation for failing to utilize current acceptable practices and procedures, there had to have been a factual finding by this board that respondent, Dr. Lynn, failed to consider IVDD as an option for the dog's pain. There is no such finding in this case. The uncontroverted evidence that was presented during the informal interview is that Dr. Lynn initially considered IVDD as an option for the dog's pain and then ruled it out given the results of the spinal and abdominal examination. As a result, the violation in this case is not only unsupported by the evidence, but it's contrary to the evidence that Dr. Lamon initially considered the dog's back as the source of the dog's pain. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll now proceed. So the board has heard arguments from Dr. Lamon. I reviewed the record as a matter. I guess we had the opportunity to ask questions. Anybody have any questions for Mr. Stahl? Seeing none. The board has heard the arguments from Mr. Stahl, Dr. Lamon's attorney, and reviewed the record on this matter. The board may grant a rehearing. Which means the whole case or a specified portion is reheard by the board or review, which means that the board may modify its earlier decision based on grounds established in the rule. The board can also deny the request and affirm its decision. If the motion is to grant rehearing or review, the maker of the motion must specify the grounds on which the rehearing or review is based. And we heard that already. Rehearing or review would then be limited to specified grounds. So, do I hear a motion?
I make a motion to go to executive session to see if we will cancel.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to go into executive session to seek legal counsel. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That motion passes. We will adjourn the session going to executive session.